Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 14, boy, this whole chapter is wonderful. Skip down to verse 10. Why do you judge your brother? Why do you set at naught your brother? We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me. Every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore. Somebody say, okay. I am done with judging. I am through with it. I am not the judge. This is not the time. There's coming a time. And the thing I ought to be concerned about is myself. Turn to 1 John, 4th chapter. I think I can close with this. This is so big we could go on the rest of the day, but it's not all the details that's the thing. It's the spirit of the thing. Spirit of the thing. You believe you're getting into you the spirit of the thing?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let me say this one more time to you. When you see a problem in somebody else, or you thought you saw a problem, tell me what's the first thing you do. Tell me. You notice. You notice something. They said something that wasn't good. They did something that wasn't good. You notice it. It stands out to you. What do? You go right here and you begin to look in yourself. Do I do that? Have I said that? You thought you saw a mote in their eye. What do? What do most people do? What do most people do? They go, Mo, something in your eye, bro. Stand still. Let me look. No, be still. Yeah, it's there. I see it. Plain as day. Brother, you got a mote. And God has given me the gift of mote discernment. I got the eye. What's the truth? What's the truth? The truth is, I got a beam. A beam. What's a beam? Railroad timber. I got a tie. Railroad tie. Beam. In my eye, and I'm so spiritually dense, I don't even see it. Why? Why in the world could you miss a beam? Because you're not looking for anything in yourself. You only look for problems in others. That's the only way you could miss a beam. Because you're not even looking. Somebody say, there's a barn back there. You go, I don't see it. I don't see any barns at all. Why don't you see them? Because you refuse to look that direction. If you would ever once look, it'd be obvious. Again, you see something. It's not good. You see a problem, or you think you do. Tell me what you do. Tell me. Tell me. Huh? Immediately, you go right here. Focus here. And begin to look, am I doing that? Have I done that? Lord, help me not to do that. Judge yourself. What would happen, and we said earlier, if the whole church here at Faith Life Church stopped judging? And every time somebody tried to rile you up or get you over in the corner and get you to talk about somebody, you go, whoa, whoa, whoa. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I don't know what's in their heart. For all I know, they've already repented and got right with God. I don't know. I'm not supposed to call it. I don't have to call it. Well, I just think this way. You think what you want to. I'm not going to let myself. What if the whole church was doing that? Look here in 1 John and you'll see what would happen. There would be an opening of heavenly proportions. Somebody say opening. An opening, an enlargement, an increase. Es debede e devotos nalak. Eflamumbo brindis ne antachte. And this is what I've been preparing you for. An enlargement. An increase. It is ban itzda of numungri benilak of dobro belenincha. You cannot receive until you open, until you enlarge, until you're ready to embrace. But there is coming an increase, an increase, an enlargement, and you are preparing and opening your heart to receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many know God is wise? Yes. And everything He has done with us is headed somewhere. Yes. You understand this? I mean, He knows the end from the beginning. This is not, it might seem unconnected to us, but it's not. There's a plan here. I don't know it all. You don't know it all. But if we'll follow one step at a time, how many know He has brought us from somewhere? Oh, yeah. And He's taking us to somewhere, right? And we're not waiting on Him. He's preparing us. And this is prerequisite. We've got to advance in our love walk to advance in the other areas. We've got to grow in this to qualify for the next. 1 John 4. What if the whole church begin to walk in love on this level and ceased judging? 1 John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect. Perfected love. That, or we could say, in order that we may have boldness. When? Boldness on that day? We're talking about the day when people stand before the throne and give an account of what they did in their life in the body. And instead of trying to hide behind something, you stand right out front and center.
Amen.
Bold.
Thank you, Lord.
On judgment day.
Yes.
Bold.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. And what's the roots of this boldness? Love. Perfected love. Why? Keep reading. Keep reading. Because as He is, so are we in this world. He is righteous. He is holy. He is pure. He is just. So are we. There's no way. Yeah, because it's His righteousness that we've received. Somebody says, yeah, but you've sinned. Yeah, and He paid for it. So it's not there before the Lord. Yeah, but you messed up. You failed in so many ways. Yeah, and He was judged for it in my place. And yours. Read the next verse. What does it say? There is no fear in love. Oh, glory to God. We are here. Do you know why thousands of people without God are not in here today? Fear. Fear. People are afraid of what somebody might think about them. What somebody might say to them. Huh? People are afraid of being judged. Oh, can you see this? Do you know why teenagers don't talk to their parents? You know why husbands don't talk to wives? And wives don't talk to husbands? Parents don't talk to children. Children don't talk to parents. It is astonishing how much families don't talk. They choke up. They can't talk about the simplest things. They just try to ignore it and go on. Why? Why don't they talk? Fear. Fear. Why won't they open up with each other? Fear. Fear. Fear of what will they say? Why don't teenagers tell their parents their problems? Fear of their reaction. Fear of what they'll say. Fear of what they'll do. Fear of what they'll think about me. Fear. But there is no fear in love. What if people had confidence that no matter what, we'd love them? We wouldn't judge them? Oh, come on now, come on. What if all of Branson and Harrison and Springfield knew if they came here, we wouldn't judge them? What? People selling their bodies. People lying and stealing. But they knew we'd love them.
Amen.
And wouldn't judge them.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes. Praise God.
People would come. I said people will come. They'll come from everywhere. What if your kids knew you wouldn't judge them, you'd love them? They'd tell you everything. They'd open up to you. And your spouse would. And your friends would. Can you see this? What has this fear done? Fear has choked. Families and relationships and marriages and churches has choked it and strangled it until people just, they can't even talk. They can't even say, I love you. Can't say anything. They won't share anything. Why? Afraid of being judged. Afraid of what you'll think about me. Afraid. So they live with these walls. They live with this coldness. No more. I said no more. In the name of Jesus, no more. No more. Say it out loud. I'm not a judge. I'm commanded to love. I'm not commanded to judge. I'm told not to judge.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Shows Mercy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106I. That's R1106I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.